Good evening, everyone. Tina and Ryan.
I hadn't heard of her.
All right. We'll move right along. Tonight, Open the Prayer will be done by Richard Jones. Is Richard on? Okay. Would anyone like to volunteer?
I will, brother.
Okay.
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you on this evening, O God. So grateful, Father, for another family night Bible study. So grateful, O God, to be in your presence with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We just love you and adore you. We just honor you on this evening. Give you all praise. We say hallelujah, which you said is the highest praise we can give you. So we say hallelujah for your protection, your provision. Hallelujah. Because you have watched over us, O God. You brought us down the highways, Father. And for many of us, O God, we're here at short stay for family reunion. By, O Father, the waters, O God, that you made, O God. We just thank you for that we can enjoy your creation, O Almighty. We thank you, O God, that you will feed us on tonight. We want you to speak to our hearts, O God. Give us what we need to hear. Use the speaker of the hour for such a time as this. O God, we're so grateful. We just love you and adore you. O God, anoint our ears to hear, our minds to understand, our hearts to take it in, O God. We thank you for everyone that's on the line, everyone that will join. Almighty God, we just praise you and honor you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Welcome to another Thursday night Bible study where we continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight our teacher will be Reverend Maddie Richardson.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone. It is to be on the Thursday night for to again share the word with those that joined us. Sister Sandy said that she prayed. Many of us all gathered here together in South Carolina at short stay for our annual family reunion getaway. And for those that are not with us, we desire that you would be with us physically, but we thank God that you join us by way of telephone, that we can yet have the Bible study and hear what God is saying. Because every day God is still speaking, and it's a joy for him to include us in what he's doing. And as we come together tonight, we're just honored to have one of my longtime prayer partners from Georgia also with us here, Mother Marion Jenkins. And I wished I could have asked her to teach tonight, because the Lord blesses and uses her in such a mighty way. But, you know, I don't like doing it because I want it done. I like to do things because God wants it done. And so I think she comes to enjoy, and the Lord didn't push me. It was a thought, but the Lord didn't say do it, so I didn't ask her. But maybe next time she can share with us. But tonight, last week we heard Elder Dennis talk to us about the 80-20. That was so powerful because it letting us know how important it is not only to talk to God, but also spend time in his presence. And Amen. So, you know, the whole theme of our Bible study is talking with God, not talking to God, but talking with God. And the more we can learn about prayer, which means communicating with God, the better we are able to do what it is that we're supposed to do to help the advance the kingdom. And so tonight we're going to be sharing loving others through prayer. And that, like I say, the theme is talking with God, and which means we're praying, having a conversation with somebody, someone that we care about. So, I was thinking about it, and I said, I don't even know. I listened to a testimony on the way down here of someone that I know quite well, so I knew the testimony was is true. and how God had just picked them up and turned them around and allowed them to go from person that God, that the doctor was saying, was telling their family that they wouldn't live to see another birthday, to now turn a few days, weeks ago, turn 75 years old. What a testimony. And so as I listened to that, it made me think about, I don't even know where I would be today if someone hadn't prayed for me. And I don't think I would even be alive. So if someone prayed for us to allow us to be alive and to know who God is, why wouldn't we show love and pray for in turn for others? We don't have to pray for the same person to pray for us, because sometimes I don't even know who even knew who prayed for us that allowed us to be here today. But we know somebody did, and so we show love by also praying for someone. And so in First Samuel, he said, "Far be it from me that I should sin by failing to pray for you." And that the King James reads, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." That's the Samuel chapter 12, verse 23, the A clause. Now, you see, that touches my heart, because according to that, it seems to be a sin if we fail to pray for others, especially if we have an opportunity to lift them up to God for, to help them through a situation or something, and we choose not to, or we fail not to, then according to Samuel, that might be a sin. And we have to realize sin is sin, and we most certainly don't want to be a sinner simply because we choose not to pray for others. Samuel's response reminds us that praying for others is a way to keep God first in our heart, in our lives. And when we love others by praying for them, then, and I'm telling you, you cannot love somebody, you cannot pray for somebody without having some love in your heart for them. Not so much because of how you feel about the person and all, but because you know it's the will of the Father. And he said, Samuel again, he said, it remind us that praying for others, or it should remind us that praying for others is a way of keeping God first in our heart. And when we love others by praying for them, we open the door to witness to them also. And that's what it's all about. We're supposed to spread the gospel. And how are you going to do that if the heart's not open? And how is it that the heart would not be open if someone don't show love? So we can't cram the word into someone if we don't first show love toward them. And we should never miss an opportunity to pray for somebody or show love toward someone. And prayer is a good way to do that. And prayer changes things, and prayer also changes people. If before we can even get to minister to them the gospel, many times we have to pray before the Lord will show us how to do it and when the opportunity is appropriate to witness to individuals. And his way is always the right way. As believers, we are called to use our gifts, and as you know, I pray that you do, that praying is a gift. Prayer is a gift. To be a prayer warrior or intercessor is a gift. And all good gifts come from who? It comes from the Father. And we're supposed to use our gifts, our ability, to be witness of God's love and draw others to Jesus. That is how we show others that God is love. It's when we show love through using our gifts. And the most important thing we could do, I say, you know, a lot of people don't see prayers to don't put too much, concerning prayer, because it's a behind the scene more or less than it is out front. And a lot of people, if you're not out front doing something, they don't give you credit. But the thing is, we know if we're obeying God, God gives us credit. And that's what we're working for. We're not working to impress man. We are working to please God. So the impact prayer makes on the world is an impact that we can't be made any other way. The prayer is the key, and faith will unlock the door. And when we spend our time, especially the gift of, that God has given us, to pray for others and that's showing love, it will draw them to accept what we are talking about, which is Jesus Christ, his love that he showed dying on the cross. Then you can help the others to see his love by showing love yourself. And so when we use our gift and pray for others, just like somebody prayed us through situations and circumstances, we can do the same thing. And it doesn't matter. It's not about if the person know you praying for them. You know, that's not what makes the difference. The difference is that we sincerely pray for others. And when we do, and God answers our prayer, and if you don't know or feel like that God is answering your prayer, then you need to go back to the altar yourself and go back and spend some time in his presence yourself, because we need to pray with confidence that when we pray, God is not only going to hear our prayer, but God is going to answer our prayer. And that's how people come to know Jesus as Savior and make him Lord. And each of us should use whatever gifts we have, and the gifts are many. And we can find that in the book in Corinthians. And as we serve him by serving others, and another thing, a lot of people want to serve God, but they don't want to serve their fellow man. You can't do that. We serve God by serving our fellow man, using the gift that he's given us, and he wants us to be faithful stewards over every gift that he gives us, so that it brings those that we minister to into the presence of God, that they can begin to experience the grace of God, the love of God, and most of all, the forgiveness of sin that only God can do through his son Jesus, which have already paid the price. We just have to hear about it, know what we're supposed to do, accept it, and walk in it. So, but the gifts that God has given us, when we use them, it includes love others, praying for others, and witnessing to others. And whether you're an encourager, whether you are an encourager, or you're a helper, you're a teacher, you're a speaker, or you're a prayer warrior. If we use these gifts as God directs us to, we will begin to see change in the lives of those around us, and I believe God will be pleased with us, and we will begin to move forward. And the scriptures say, from glory to glory is where he takes us when we operate in faith. So we need to use our gift of prayer to love others into the kingdom of the living God. Again, our scripture is 1 Peter 4, verses 10. Also read verse 7 and 8, Proverbs 10, 12, 1 Samuel 12, and verse 23, the A clause. Again, thank you, and know that God has given us the gifts to use for his glory. Loving others through prayer makes a difference in the lives of the one you love.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother, for those encouraging words. Tonight, our 30 seconds will be done by Miss Jessie.
Hello, everyone. It has been when I was at my lowest. I'm sure others have heard Reverend Maddie say to them, quote, the devil cannot cross the bloodline, meaning Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I'm God. That's why, as long as we are in God's presence, Satan cannot touch you, because Satan cannot cross the bloodline. Thank you.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you, Sister Jessie. Open up the line for in-person updates.
Thank you.
There are no in-person updates. We'll move right along. So the roll call. Virginia, you doing roll call? Linda, you doing roll call?
I'm on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Good evening.
Good evening.
I think I heard that we had 37 people on the line last week, and we thank God for every one of you. Lee and Virginia, Dennis and Sandy. Dennis and Sandy. Richard and Willamette.
Here.
Janet. Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia. Olin. Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Boyle.
Here.
Grace, Sandra, Mangum,
here.
Denise, Maury, Barbara Williams,
here. Yeah.
Linda Simpson, George, Deborah Jackson. Lorraine.
Yes.
Ken and Carla. Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carlin.
Thank God I'm here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Renee. Tangela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamara.
Here.
Ashanti.
Here.
Tim. Tina. Charles. Donna. Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael. Tanya. White. Fran. Evelyn C.
Here, and I'm so glad.
Lisa.
Here.
Did I miss anyone?
Linda Dennis, I am here.
Who?
Dennis and Sandy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Did I miss anyone? Just like to say, I hope everybody have a good time, safe time at the getaway. Back to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Linda. Before I go to Pastor Bowell, on next Thursday, our opening prayer will be done by Lorraine Jones, and the 30 seconds will be done by Danny Yelverton. We turn over to Pastor Bowell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for another day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for everyone that's here at the getaway, everyone that's here on the line. God, you know all what we need, God. You promise to bless each and every one of us according to your loving kindness, God. Lord, and I thank you for this day. Thanking you for giving us an opportunity to do your perfect will, God. Help us to follow your plan. You said, in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our paths, God. Help us not to lean not to our own understanding. You said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and you shall direct our past. God, remember the bereaved family tonight, God. Remember Bradford family, Jesus. God, I know that you are able to lift them up, God. Lord, and give them comfort in their soul, God. Lord, work it out for them, God. You said, let not our heart be troubled, God. Oh, God, if we believe in you, God, Lord, you promised to take care of us, God. You said you'll leave a comforter for us, God. And I thank you in advance for what you're going to do, God. Lord, if we are not saved tonight, God, we ask you to search our heart. God, we want to have a clean heart, God, a clean mind to walk upright, God, and shun evil, God, and do the things that's pleasing to you. Lord, I thank you in advance for what you're going to do, God. Lord, remember Deborah Jackson as well. God, heal her body.
Yes, Lord.
God, and let it go back to the pits of hell. We declare and decree, God, healing tonight.
Yes,
you said, by
Lord,
your stripes, we are healed, God.
Yes,
I know that you are able to do more than what we ask, God, or what we think, God. Lord, I ask you to bless us, God. Be with us,
Lord.
God. Use us, God, like never before.
Yes,
help us to be a light that shines in dark places. Lord, I thank you, God. Oh, God, for everything that you've done. Lord, for dying on the cross for each and every one of us. You said you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, oh God, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God, we're looking for strength, God. Lord, if they need healing, God, lift them up, God. Bless our children, God. Bless this world, God, as a whole, God. Lord, give our leaders direction, God, understanding, wisdom, and knowledge, God. Lord, we love you, God. We appreciate
you,
God.
Jesus.
We thank you for
Lord.
The getaway, God, and how you made
thank
a way
Jesus.
Out of no way for us, God. Oh, God, and help
thank
us
God.
To continue to have that fellowship and love one
yes,
another.
God.
We
thank
you in
Jesus.
Advance for what you're going to do and what you've already done. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord,
yes,
you my strength
Lord.
And you my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen
thank
and amen.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank everyone for praising that Bible study. And we look forward to having everyone back with you.
And bless everyone that stays safe at the getaway. And I'm sorry I couldn't be there with you. This is Mari. Have a joyful time.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.